All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay. As some people enjoy hearing about and some people do not, I am a homeowner and you are a former homeowner.
Yeah. Yeah. So get out of that racket.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's, there's a lot of problems with it. There's some good things.
Yeah.
And the bad things that will be. Let's talk about homes. Let's talk about homes. One of my big problems being a homeowner is that I have guys coming over all the time. We talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And I work from home. So the guys are always on me as opposed to my wife. It's fine. It's fair. But I have to schedule a recording around it. You know, it's tricky.
Yeah.
There. Imagine my surprise when I recently found out that our house is infested with wasps.
Oh, that's one of the worst things to be infested with. They can hurt you.
They're everywhere too.
Yeah.
Like the walls are basically shaking all the time.
Yeah. They're completely bowed in. Like yes. Your shutters are completely popped off. Those are gone.
It's more wasp than house at this point. Like yeah. It's the way that a wasp lives inside a wasp nest.
You're technically squatting.
I'm squatting inside a wasp nest made of wasps.
Yeah.
Like it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. The amount of them. Like sometimes when you turn on the faucet, wasps come out.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good.
You got hot and cold running hornets.
We do. And we can make them hot or cold. It's weird. They abide by the rules of that. If we open up the fridge, like the ice cube tray is just 12 perfect little wasps.
Yeah.
In there, little icy boys.
Uh-huh.
Down there. Just really sucks.
They do it because they say it keeps them young.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's also why they've been drinking my blood.
Mm-hmm.
And bathing in it.
Yeah.
Like some of the wasps are pretty big too. There's one that could probably take Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no, by take, you mean like an owl, like lift him up and he's gone.
Yeah. Like, and they will fly him around sometimes.
Pocket's not a small cat.
No, he's pretty long and he's pretty thick. And the, he's not fat. He's just a big guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That wasn't fat shaming your little boy.
No. I'm just clarifying. I don't, yeah. if he just doesn't have, we have one fat cat.
Yeah.
And it's not Pocket. Strangely, they cannot lift Jessica.
Okay.
I'll be sitting on the couch, like trying to, you know, do research for work or whatever. And the, Pocket will just fly by and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'll see it's one of the wasps.
Yeah.
And they're just carrying around and like they might have a deal going, mm-hmm. which is even scarier. I don't know. There's a lot going on. My point being is that I've had a really hard time getting this taken care of because I don't, you know, you fumigate a house, you're out of the house for a while. It's going to really fuck up our schedule.
Yeah.
So imagine my surprise when I was looking through the game computer, trying to find something to play, and I found out there's something called Silent Debuggers.
Oh, and is that a local service?
Yeah, I can hire these guys, and they'll be completely quiet, and they'll go through the house with silenced pistols mm-hmm. and shoot all of these wasps.
Okay.
Yeah, huh. Execution and Gangland style.
Bullets are expensive. That's a lot of bullets and a lot of wasps.
It's very expensive, and it's even more if I want them to get Silent Assassin, which mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to interrupt recording. I want to be able to sleep through it. I want to be able to record through it. I basically don't want to know that these men are here.
Okay.
Here. But it's also a game.
Oh.
So while these men are creeping around my house behind me shooting wasps, if I get interrupted in this episode, it's because the wasp the size of like a dog has mm-hmm. just fallen on my lap.
Okay.
Dead.
Yeah.
Bleeding out and like telling me its origin, you know, its tragic story.
Yeah.
While that's happening, I figured we could do the game of the same name for a nice little bit of parity.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I don't like this game very much.
Oh, no, it's not good. It is not a good game. Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the podcast for dads and dad lovers. you're either a dad, a grad. You're either a dad or you live long enough to become a grad. You're a dad lover, you live long enough to be a dad. Mm-hmm. It's all dads, grads, grad lovers, and dad lovers.
So many different angles to this. I think we should spend more time on it.
Yeah. I love dads and grads. I think it's every time that phrase pops up.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with each other, just other than like temporal proximity, but just like dads and grads.
It's not even that close. Like graduation no. season is like, you know, so early now. Yeah. Like it's like they're separated by like a month.
I love it. It's so funny that like we send an entire like month and a half basically in the ramp up and cool down of dads and grads. Like full, you know, fully like a ninth of the year
yeah.
is given over to dads and grads.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wins, we lose.
We're talking about the TurboGrafx game Silent Debuggers, which was a poll winner. This was put into the suggestion machine by Frank, who says, so this was a game I played with my childhood best friends at the time. We had detailed maps, what to do, etc., and we still couldn't beat it in the draconian fucking time limit that the game imposes. Also, good luck going for it without the manual. Yeah. And then says some other stuff about like kind of the just how cool this looked at the time.
It does look cool.
Uh-huh.
What this is kind of like a shooter blobber.
Yeah. So imagine a first person shooter that you moved kind of square by square in a like a, you know,
90 degree,
like a wizard, like a wizardry kind of thing.
Yes.
Semi-real time. It's not Bard's Tale turn-based combat.
Yes. And you are in a maze, basically a series of mazes on a ship of tech corridors. Yeah. And you want to not have enemies get the drop on you. You want to shoot them first. So it has this innovative sound location system, which I call hearing.
Yeah.
And the way that in this game you can hear the direction things come from,
uh-huh.
That's a whole system in this.
Yes.
But you just have to go and shoot the bugs. The time limit that Frank was talking about is that once the game starts, you have 100 minutes to beat it. And when you die, you lose 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's really hard. It gives mm-hmm. us kind of like, I think the idea maybe being, you know, obviously you just do run-ups to it.
Yeah.
You keep
yeah.
trying until you know it well enough to beat it in the time. Mm-hmm. You know, almost like a roguelike
yeah.
Kind of thing almost. But like, that would presuppose this is fun enough to play.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time wandering around in the halls before I even found the place where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah,
I didn't have the manual, so I don't know if there are maps in there. I assume not. Actually,
Frank said he made maps, so I'm assuming.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. But like before I even found the place where like the cyber bugs were,
it's reminding me of what I don't like about a wizardry or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't want a maze without landmarks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason why Grimrock good. Mm-hmm. And wizardry not good to me is, or like might magic good, mm-hmm. wizardry not good, landmarks. I need yeah. fucking landmarks. This is all just tech corridors. They all look the same.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop and look at your map, and it is, you have a map in the game, sort yeah. of, that is, like, you'd stretch it pretty hard to make it helpful, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I found this very frustrating to play.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in this future. The reason why there are debuggers is that people go on... It's kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who go on ships that have been aliened to mm-hmm. get all the stuff they left behind.
Yeah.
As kind of, like, scavengers, you know? And I'm like, that's pretty neat. That's
yeah.
a cool idea. That should be, like, a Euro CRPG.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you're just like a mercenary kind of bounty hunter scavenger, kind of thing. And I have to assume that this ship has some kind of like broader significance. Like there's a sequel hook and everything for this.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a handler, you got your man in the chair, mm-hmm. like you do, and you have little stations you can go to. It's also kind of simultaneously like tower defense.
Yeah.
You know, or not, you know, outpost defense, because the bugs will try to kill you, but they'll also try to kill your supply depots.
Yeah.
That are on each floor. And that's where you can get ammo, which is limited, but you can recharge your batteries, which is not. Mm-hmm. But using things with your batteries also cost your health.
Yeah.
Like, it is very rare for me to think a console game is too complicated. Mm-hmm. Like, I crave complexity
yeah.
in console games. This is too complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially on a system with basically an NES controller
yes.
as well. Yeah. The interface, you know, kind of got in a way. Like the way the things push and pull on each other and just kind of like the structure of this would be cool if you interacted with it in any other way than first person in these, you know, corridors moving tile by tile.
Yeah. Overhead, it might work.
Yeah.
As a thing. Even kind of a side-scrolling version of this kind of works with like Xenophobia. Yeah, Xenophobe. You know, would kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's even a first-person version of this with Xenonauts or whatever, that first person game that's like really cool. That's also I think Atari Midway. There's potential here, and it looks pretty good. Some of these monsters look good.
Yeah, monsters look good, and I can see why, like, this getting localized and being brought over to America, being a game that kind of has this anime style, why it had an eager audience among the, five people who owned TurboGrafx.
Well, that's the other part, 16s. Like, the TurboGrafx 16, there's a reason why we haven't done one.
Yeah.
For WoF is like, I don't think the library is very strong, and I've gone down it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's got to be great games on this. And it turns out there are okay games on it.
Yeah.
Unless you want to play shooters, like shoot 'em ups, it's hard to find true greatness on the TurboGrafx 16.
Yeah.
This is at least as interesting. I can understand how this could become somebody's like pet favorite thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Born to be like a hidden gem.
Yeah.
On a YouTube or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and it has that anime style. Like, I have no idea, like what you can recognize it, like this 90s, like how to draw manga kind of like anime style. That is kind of like, a little bit simplistic. But yeah, I would call it like the Phantasy Star style.
Yeah, it's very Phantasy Star looking.
Yeah.
This is by Data East, who I find really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Data East as an also ran.
Yeah.
Kind of developer publisher during the 8-bit and 16-bit era that has done like some really great stuff and then also some real dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then sometimes like some interesting stuff that is kind of both, like Karnov.
Mm-hmm.
Like Karnov is simultaneously interesting, dog shit, and great.
They were extremely prolific.
Yes. Yeah. Like, the people who made Bad Dudes, of course they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the people who made like Werewolf the Last Warrior.
I love Werewolf the Last Warrior so much. The weird like klezmer music
uh-huh.
that plays during it. Like it's great.
Yeah.
Interesting developer. I wish there was more to this game. I wish I got further in it, and I wish there was more to see.
Mm-hmm.
That having like just you're just gonna fight kind of like some creepy crawlies in generic zones.
Yeah.
Fucking kills me. Tech quarters kill me so hard. I know I talk about it all the time, but like these look clean, at least. Like, they look like a place you should be walking as opposed to the inside of the wall looking like a circuit board all the time.
Uh-huh.
But, like, boy, what is the point of all these hallways? It's crazy. It's like, it's like the house is mostly hallways.
Yeah. Kind of seems like they would be a little bit more economical with their space.
Yeah. There's no rooms.
Uh-huh.
There's, like, literally, like, 4 rooms per floor of this space station. Most of what you did was mall walk. Like, we've got this elite group of spacers, and they're gonna mall walk.
Yep. Yeah. think about mall walkers that I noticed from working in a mall for a while. Yes, most of them are old, but also they're farting, man.
Yeah, that's well. There's a comorbidity.
Yeah.
Between those two things, farting in public and being old. Like, we talked about that. You get to a certain age, and it's like, it's one of the things, like, I think that it should be disqualifying that Donald Trump shits himself in public for anybody to think he's cool. Mm-hmm. But it is the logical conclusion of being old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're just going to fart with reckless abandon, eventually you're just going to shit with reckless abandon.
Yeah.
You know, you walk behind an old guy in a grocery store. Mm-hmm. You're getting crop dusted.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the nature of the beast.
Yeah. It's just what happens with human bodies. Yeah. It is very funny that everybody has to pretend that it's not happening.
Yeah. In a mall, at least, is like big enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dispersed. Great place to fart. Like, it is.
You're not going to fill that. You're not going to fill that bad boy up.
No. No. It would take so many mall walkers to fill it up. You'd have to be like factory farming them.
Yeah.
Like, if you had them crowded, back to back in there, then one fart could possibly blow the top off the mall.
Maybe.
Or, like, make the building collapse.
Uh-huh.
Like a secret teardown weapon of 70 old people. That you just, like, you can deploy.
Have to place them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tick, tick, tick. You place them on a time limit, and then you start the timer. You take the treasure. And then you have a little controller in your hand. And I don't know what makes old, what would be the catalyst, for a group of old people to fart.
If it's, if I'm to believe cartoons and media, it would be prunes.
Well, no, the eating, obviously diet. But to make them all do it at the same time so the building will collapse?
I think you just lightly jostle them.
Yeah.
I think it's just like it's a question of physics.
It's always on the surface.
Yeah.
You would tie a wire between all of them that you could somehow like vibrate. Mm-hmm. Like a mild electric shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, wire them all together. It'd be very similar to wiring a place for explosives.
Yeah. No, you know, all you have to do is electrify the floors. They do an extremely mild version of like the floor from the bunks in Andor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that would cause everyone to boot. Uh-huh. And then if it was enough people and the mall was airtight.
Yeah.
You know, can't do that.
Because you really would have to synchronize it, right?
Yeah.
If it's staggered, then yeah.
And synchronized farting is something that does not happen very much in nature. And mm-hmm. it's very hard for me to think of like coordinating it. Like, you know how in movies and stuff, it's always uncles who are like, hey, pull my finger. Mm-hmm. And they can just like let it rip on command.
Yeah.
You know, or Michael Caine and Children of Men can do that as well. Yeah. It's one of his powers. But like, it's been pretty rare times in my life where I could rip it on command.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not an accident. I do. I mean, I guess it's limited in command. I have a window.
Yeah. Yeah.
The window opens. And during that time, you know, I got some time.
Yeah. So he's like, it's a little bit like needing to pee. It's like,
yes,
you know, could you go? Oh, I could.
Yeah.
Oh, don't need to, but I could.
It's similar to that also in that if you hold it long enough, it'll go away.
Yeah.
And that's horrible. That's a bad feeling.
Where did it go?
Yeah. I really don't like the idea of, and like the thing with urine, it will go away for a time. If you had to pee, sometimes I can go away, or the feeling of needing to shit.
Oh, I've never had that happen. I've missed my window on a number two, but yeah.
Yeah. I've had it happen before where I've really had to pee and then it's kind of like, I kind of don't have to go anymore. Mm-hmm. And if that happens long enough, you die.
Yeah.
But if it's with farts, if it happens long enough, you just start smelling like fart. It comes out.
Yeah.
It's going to come out somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating thing, the human body and all its things, its verbs.
Yeah. It is funny, like what memories are associated with, you know, because like every time I burp or fart, mm-hmm. I think of my grandpa because he, like, anytime that
can
would
I
happen.
Pause you for just 1 second?
Yeah.
I wish that sentence was reversed. The clauses in that sentence were reversed.
I think of my grandpa.
Every time I think of my grandpa, I burp or fart.
it's incredibly inconvenient.
That is weird, Kay. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who you see about that, but it should be someone.
I mean, like it's something like you need a team to get to the bottom of.
Yeah,
we're going to get
Johns Hopkins,
right?
And like figure that out.
Yeah, I need to run on a treadmill with some electrodes off.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah.
No, but like anytime somebody would emit gas, my grandpa would say, there's more room outside than in.
Yeah. You told me that before and I picked it up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've started saying it.
Yeah.
I had my girlfriend just out of high school. Her dad used to say when somebody would fart, would say, I like what you're saying, but your breath is terrible. Every time it happened. Which is a great dad thing to say, speaking of dads and grands.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, all right, man.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's real dad of you.
You know, I don't like that one very much.
No, it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. It's less kind of exculpatory than more room out than in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it absolves. I also like it. Its quaintness is maximized because it is just a truism. Like you cannot argue with it.
No,
yeah.
Unless you're going to get into some real like to understand infinity, you must understand one bullshit.
Yeah,
like if you're the kid who studied, you know, Eastern philosophy, and you think you're, you know, in high school, mm-hmm. and you're at the coffee shop, you might be like, hey, there's actually more room within the human than there is in the entire universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and then it's like, no, but
everybody
talking
hates
about
that kid.
It. Yeah, first of all, yeah, this sucks. I hope you outgrow it. Like, we all read Siddhartha, please stop.
Yeah.
But also, we're talking about farts.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about like the spirit of giving or whatever. Like,
yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. Like, just you're not gonna, you know, you're not bowels of leaves, man.
Yeah. Like, yeah. please stop. Yeah, please. It's just enough of this. Everyone's groaning at your shit right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that the I like what you're saying, but your breath is horrible reminds me a little bit of the thing where if you're at a wedding, I've mentioned this before, like something I yearn to be an old guy.
Oh yeah.
You know, in many ways, like I would like to be old. And I am old, but I would like to be an old guy.
Yeah.
And one of the things is so I can go into the bathroom at a wedding, mm-hmm. you know, a men's room, and go, is this where all the dicks hang out? And have that like fly.
Oh, you could just do that.
I could, but now. I feel like the vibe is a little bit weird for somebody with my kind of, you know, youthful energy.
Oh, yeah.
I need to have kind of like more craggle.
Yeah, it would still come across as a little bit precocious.
Yeah, I don't want to come across precocious. I want to like, it's what unk actually means. This kind of like, you like keep people get away with cringe because of respect.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Also like the wedding. So like the benefit of that is you get to do it like with people that you know.
Yes. Crucially, some people you don't.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's enough of a mix there. Yeah. I think that's where the respect comes in. It's like, oh, it's just Gary being Gary.
Yeah. Just old Uncle Gary. And yeah. One of the worst things about not really having a family is I don't get to go to that many weddings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like just sitting here waiting on some of my buddies. Mm-hmm. And they're dwindling.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like weddings.
No, we talked about this before. Has that always been true?
Yeah, that's always been true.
Tell me more.
No, I just don't like it. I mean, for obvious reasons, I didn't really like getting dressed up in a suit. You know, that's just like if it was just a place you could go and it was a celebration that people had, like that's fine. Like you like the way you handled your you know, your wedding, like, oh, we're just, you know, gonna get married in a small thing and then have a party. That was good to
good
me.
Good save.
Yeah. What?
I said good save. I'm just kidding though. I was joking as if you were trying to backpedal to make my wedding good. But I wasn't trying to catch you in a thing. I was just kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
The suit, like I imagine I can understand the suit bit as a thing. Obviously.
Yeah.
I used to not like weddings, and I really love weddings.
Yeah.
Like I have a blast at weddings. Mm-hmm. It's weirdly for me, it's kind of enforced downtime the same way that a plane ride is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't want to go to like 6 weddings a year.
Yeah.
But like the occasional wedding, it's like, I get on a plane, read some books, you know, play some games or whatever, and get there and I can just kind of talk to some people I know. Like a wedding where you don't know anybody, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a psychopath. But if I know people there, just we're just going to kind of chat.
Yeah.
Sit around, eat some food for free.
It's also the case that like, you know, many of the weddings that I've been to, you know, like say for, you know, peers, I didn't know a lot of the people there.
Yeah.
Right. Like the, the person that I knew the most was the person that I showed up to the wedding for.
Yeah. Cause they can't attend anybody really.
You know, I like taking part in a ceremony, like in, you know, a thing for me has been like being asked to do like readings, you know, at weddings, and that's fun, you know. Get to get up, not put on a little show because it's not a thing, but just like, oh, you want me to be part of this. I'm honored.
You do a little skit.
Yeah.
Yeah. get you some of your little voicings.
I say, everybody reach under your pew. Yeah. You're going to find a kazoo.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing I like about weddings, is that, if I'm at a wedding and I like, this is super cheesy, but like sometimes I can feel like the vicarious, you know, love bit of it, you know, like I'm just like, oh, this fucking rules. Like these people feel it. Mm-hmm. And I can get jazzed on that. You know,
it's fun to be around people who are having the best day of their lives.
It's fun to be around intense displays and not even displays, like radiations of love.
Yeah.
Like you can hang around people who love each other. Like you hang out with our mutual friends, like Nick and Carrie. Nick and Carrie love each other.
Yes.
It's not ever not obvious, right? But their wedding was different because it was like radiating out of them.
Yeah.
Like it was just like, oh, yeah, this feels good. Yeah. Look at my little boy. Mm-hmm. Look at my guy. You know, it just intense feelings of that that I really liked.
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm saying is if you're listening to this and you want me to come to your wedding, I will. Anytime, any place.
Yeah.
You pay airfare and hotel. Mm-hmm. I'm there. I will make that bathroom joke as many times as you like in exchange for food and airfare.
Yeah. You'll just post up there.
I'll tell you what I think about Dragon Quest II if you like. Mm-hmm. It's all available.
It's
a Patreon tier now.
I've got a family wedding coming up in October that I'm gonna have to go back to Ohio for. Don't worry, it's gonna be after PRG.
God, I was gonna asshole.
primary concern, obviously. Yeah. And I'm not looking forward to that because I don't want to be back in Ohio. But I am looking forward to that because I'm happy for them, and and that side of the family is fun.
Yeah, it'll be also like I imagine, you know, not getting too personal, but kind of exciting to be out. around some people you had not been out around.
Yeah, it'll that will be exciting, but also like I'm still trying to figure out how to navigate it. But
yeah, I get that.
Yep. I definitely won't have to stuff myself into a fucking suit. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You just, you know, the week, October is real busy because you have that. And then the week before PRGE is Lovecraft Film Festival.
Yeah.
One of the more exciting things for me about you moving here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that'll be real fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. I think you'll really enjoy it. And I'm still trying to get us a panel there somehow. They don't communicate. It's kind of cons.
Yeah. Any
of them. But yeah, I sent a follow-up to PRGE as well. And it's like, we'll probably get into that. Our last panel there was really well attended. But like... Yeah. It's just, that's how the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be, October's going to slay.
Yeah.
October's going to be really cool.
Yeah. And it's fun. I like doing things.
Yeah.
It's fun to do things.
I love, one of the things about being old that I love is I like doing things and I also like not doing things.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's all real great. This is going to sound real stupid, but like the way my brain works, I finally got far enough ahead to play video games for fun for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's game changing. Video games, they're real fun if you're playing ones that you want to play.
I know.
And you're not on, you know, you don't have to think about it as a critical thing.
Yeah. You know? I got a racing wheel, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've been fucking around with like with SnowRunner. With like a wheel that has like the force feedback and stuff on it.
Oh, interesting.
And just like, you know, poking around at like basically things that were made by the lineage of people who like the burnout diaspora.
Yeah.
Wreckfest is real fun.
I believe.
Yeah.
It. Yeah. I've never been a wheel guy. Mm-hmm. I think I'm worse at it than a controller because I've spent way less time driving.
Oh, it's hard. Look, because it's modeled, it's real easy to oversteer. It's much more easy to oversteer with it.
Like whenever I play an arcade racing game, I'm basically just ping ponging between the two walls.
Yep.
It's like I'm playing a first person breakout. Mm-hmm. Like essentially the entire time.
Yeah. I'm just kind of settling in. Like I've just kind of decided that I like driving games.
Yeah. So. Are you going to get a pedal?
Oh, it's got pedals. It's got pedals. I got a stick shifter for it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah. And it's like with a little metal frame. You'll have to fuck around with it when you're over.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. You wouldn't even need to put a game in. You could just park me there and I could just be like, vroom, vroom. Yeah, I'm driving now. I'm not the mommy. Like I just sit around.
Yeah.
You put me in front of a first person YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Were you the person who told me about YouTube tag, professional tag?
No, I didn't tell you about that. Yeah, oh my God. No, tell me about this.
We just got a couple minutes left. I got a thing after this, so I gotta go after this. But me and Liv stumbled upon professional tag. Mm-hmm. It's what it sounds like. It's fucking awesome.
Okay.
It is two teams of four, and there's a little obstacle course in between them. And they take turns with one person being, and they can kind of position themselves, and the other person on a whistle goes. Uh-huh. And they just try to tag them running around this obstacle course doing like close range parkour and free running. Like, so it's not parkour like on buildings. It's people doing cool jumps and flips over, you know, American Gladiator shit.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like the obstacle course is everything here. If they played tag like we did as kids, just out on the fucking asphalt, that'd be terrible.
It's like a fucking Final Destination.
Yeah.
No items tag. It's garbage. Yeah. That's just running. That's just racing.
Yeah.
You know, this is, you get to watch people do really cool shit. And in terms of sports go, it has the best iteration rate of any sport. The timer is once the person gets going, they have 20 seconds.
Okay.
You know, the person tries to survive for 20 seconds and then it just cuts to the next one. Like you are watching initial moment of tension, then somebody do incredibly cool Born Identity ass shit. To escape somebody, and then you're immediately set up to do another one, and it's 20 seconds or less.
God, I love that.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I was really excited about when I saw this. YouTube was like, would you want to watch professional dodgeball as well? And I was like, yeah. And that's cool because they have trampolines on the walls, so people can do kind of wall jumps to dodge.
What? That's ridiculous. Oh, my God.
Children's sports have gotten good.
Yeah, why does everything rule now?
Sports has just raised all boats.
Yeah,
like the rise of like actually cool sports has just made sports in general kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But the dodgeball one has a real poor get poorer problem. As team loses members, the other team can't come back from it.
Yeah,
it doesn't have legs. It's something I would watch regularly. Yeah, whereas the tag championships, I think I would.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cool.
I don't know. You would watch the dodgeball one in hopes of like a come from behind, you know, kind of deal. But like, I imagine that's pretty rare. I imagine it might as well just be like, in most cases, just be sudden death. Right.
It would also be, you'd want to watch like the championship of it. Yeah. Like I'd like to watch what the peak of the form is. Mm-hmm. Like YouTube is such a gift for, I would like to see the best person in the world do a thing.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I've talked about watching professional boomerangers.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing I was thinking of. Not dodgeball, professional boomerang, which I still haven't checked out, but now I will.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten. But like,
people do some fucking crazy shit. It rules.
It's awesome. I just like all the kids' toys, like professional yo-yoing. I went and saw that professional yo-yoing championship in town. Like, it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all pretty sick.
Yeah.
Get people doing that stuff. Like, we are put on earth to fucking play.
Yeah.
You know, that Vonnegut quote that's going around again, like, we're here to fart around. Mm-hmm. The time we spend not doing that is a waste.
Yep.
We should be farting around doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
I agree.
No. Anyway. What can people do if they like the show?
If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/ DuckFeedTV and kick us a few bucks a month and get a bunch of bonus content.
Yeah. We would really appreciate it. We think it's a really good deal. For the money, it's just right at the $7 level. You get tons of stuff, tons of bonus episodes, tons of episodes of this show, also other shows, also whole new shows you maybe have never even heard. Mm-hmm. All great. We're proud of what you put out. We think it's really good. We think we're in a good place right now. And we would love it if you supported us.
Yes.
Yeah. In either case, we'd also like it if you would rate and review us. That helps people find us. You know, if you cannot support us, that might lead somebody who can to us. Mm-hmm. So that helps as well. As we allude to, we have to do this.
Yes.
This is our jobs. Mm-hmm. This is how we keep doing this, is through Patreon.
Yeah. And join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Big thanks to Gwen. We appreciate her very much. Mm-hmm. Until next time, what should they do, Kay?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, based on the hit concept.